Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
And we have a special guest today joining us from the Hades server. We've got Broderick.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. We got a couple of things of news.
Very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. We'll move on to the regular fun things that we've been doing in-game, things like that. The first news item is the Final Fantasy XI Link Shell community update.
That nobody probably
cares
about.
Yeah, I'm not really. Yeah, you know what?
Unfortunately.
It's like, woo!
Yeah, I went into it and looked at the updates, and it doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
I could have lived without it, because I don't even really use it to begin with, but.
Yeah, this is like a sinking ship that they're kind of still trying to bail out, I guess.
There's a lot of things they need to do to this thing to get people to use it, and, it's going to take a lot of work, and I don't know if it'll ever get to that stage.
How about a hand grenade?
Or, like, discounts. If you use the Link Shell community regularly, you get a discount on your monthly fee.
Oh, I would use that thing every day if I got a discount for my monthly fee.
There you go, Square. There's an idea from the Steak.
Little incentive. Right.
Well, anyways, for those of you who still use the Link Shell community beta... Why is it still called beta, too? That's the thing.
They're still, working on it. Why is Gmail still in beta?
I don't know.
That's been around for years.
But Gmail, like, still works. It works, though. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, for those of you that still care, they included improvements to the login screen. I'm not really sure what that means. I haven't checked it out.
They tweaked it so when you log in, you can see... each community you're part of. So, like, if you have more than one show, say, you know, you're part of this, and this, which one would you like to view?
I see. They added the ability to link URLs.
Which means if there's a page within the community that you want to link to, then you can do that.
Yes. And extending the length of time login information is saved. I don't know why that's a big perk, but whatever.
You know. Little things, baby steps, I guess.
Three cheers for the Link Shell community beta. Hip, hip.
Hooray. All right, let's move on.
You're not getting anything from me, sir.
All righty.
Big thing that everybody's going to be paying more attention to now that this has come out. The update
version update for March. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes, this is kind of exciting because this is one of the things that we were waiting for on the big... timeline of improvements to Final Fantasy XI that we were looking at before Ottergon came out, and that is the addition of the Chocobo racing system. How it's going to work?
Nobody
it's anybody's
know.
Guess.
There's been talks that there could be some kind of system of betting in it. Depending, how that's controlled, if it's going to be player controlled or NPC controlled,
for sure.
You can bet 1,000 gil. Oh, well, lucky me.
Sweet. I'm going to be like one of those, like Chocobo racing winos hanging out at the at the races.
I'm already getting mine ready to be a good racing bird. But, yeah, it could be.
I don't know that. I think another talk was that you won't be able to actually race your own chocobo.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
It'll just kind of race itself.
Right? Yeah, it might be stat based. It might be abilities might play a role.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Because it would be unfair for strength and endurance heavy chocobos to be better than discernment and
intelligence.
Is it intelligence? Is that the other?
I think it's like. Yeah, intelligence and discernment, yeah.
But, because it would make sense for, it's for receptivity.
Oh, that's what it was, so you're right, But, it won't hurt the little children.
I'm sure there's going to be some way for one to offset the other and everything, but that'll be very cool.
Okay, so that's something we're looking forward to.
Going to be adding new missions, finally.
Yes, new missions.
Which is cool. Hopefully we'll get some cool storyline along with that.
Yes.
As usual,
looking at new quests
and monsters. Assault areas. They say areas, which would imply more than one. So I'm not sure how they're going to do that. They might be, right now, like for the Ashu Talif, it's more of a, it's an assault instance, but it's not technically part of assault. So they might be doing something like that. One assault area that they'll probably be adding is the one at the Nizal Isle, where they right after the the salvage update, there was a new runic portal in there, and there's actually the assault gate right there, but you can't access it yet. So that's probably
one of where the that'll be.
Yeah, that's probably one they'll be talking about. They also mention system additions and improvements.
It'd
be interesting, and
it could be anything.
Yeah, and then I don't know.
Yeah, this is the one that we're like, why even?
They're raising the maximum level of Beastmen armies in Besieged because nobody cares enough already.
It doesn't take long enough already. So they want to make it harder and take longer.
Yeah, if anything, they need to make it easier, because the harder they are, the more time it takes out of the players, free time. Because if they don't do it, then the Astral Candescents get taken away, and then parties suck, and it's a pain.
It is a pain.
So thanks, Square Enix, for caring.
Yeah, keeping us busy doing repetitive things. As always, but that's not new. Right on. So that does it for news this week. We'll jump right into what we've been doing in game and... As always, we'll start with our guest, Broderick.
Well, thank you. Not real, real busy this week. Last week, knocked out G3.
Very cool.
Cool.
Thank you. Got the NPC up to 49, did mirror images, knocked that out, and been currently leveling blue.
Very cool.
My main is normally red, though.
Okay.
Red 60.
Very cool. How's blue working out for you?
Yeah, how do you like it?
Blue Nin is awesome. I call blue the plug-and-play mage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Because he can pretty much do, to me, any position if given the proper sub and if given the proper abilities. But the spells are incredible. I just got Wild Carrot, which is an updated a newer version of Cure, basically.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And that definitely helped out
quite a bit. I love the animation for that.
Oh, it's incredible.
So a carrot really just kind of pops up, and I just use the spell just to see the little carrot. Yeah.
Well, I've been doing a lot of self-skill chaining.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I love looking at the skill chain fusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way the animation comes up. So I've been doing a lot of self-skill chaining, self-magic burst.
Very cool.
Absolutely. Sweet.
So that was
I haven't really played black or blue that much. So
I got mine to 34, and I'm gonna level it again one of these days. So it'll go up there.
Well, it'll definitely keep you from being bored.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very exciting job. You can pretty much rip anything a new. I probably shouldn't say that word.
Booyah!
Behind.
Yeah, you can. and blue works for all kinds. I've actually main healed on blue white mage before.
That's a trend.
That's interesting.
Like. Yeah, it was, it wasn't.
That's interesting.
It wasn't easy, but it wasn't really a pain either.
No, it's funny because I see more and more blues being main heal, and as you get higher, it gets even more and more feasible.
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of the spells that you can equip will give you mind boosts. And you can get clear mind from spells and everything too, and it's just
58. You get your auto refresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing that's really cool about blue, and I've said this before, is it's very similar to the ability to junction magic in Final Fantasy VIII, where if you junction a certain spell or if you equip a certain spell, it'll give you certain benefits and stuff. And
right.
If you equip, certain spells, it'll give you, job traits and everything, which is really cool.
A very interesting job.
I mean, you could have, six blue mages in a party, and all of them could be different because they could all have different spells equipped. They could all have different traits because
different
of those
job
spells.
Ability
and it's crazy.
When I first came up, when I leveled blue, I leveled it solo to 40,
wow.
which was pretty much
Whoa.
Nothing. And then nice. The next two levels, we trioed. We had three blues in the party, and we devastated anything that hit us. One guy we'd bounce hate back and forth. And 42, I got with a nin and a black mage, and the ninja and I bounced hate back and forth from the scorpions, out in the Altepa Desert.
Wow.
At 42. We were all 40s at the time.
That's cool.
So it's an amazing job. It can do so many things. Plus the sub ability of it's incredible too.
Mm-hmm.
You give a boost to your white mage, especially with Cocoon. It's like plus 40% on your defense.
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I think it was level 18 in the dunes, there was two blue mages in the party, and we would just bludgeon the heck out of these poogles. And I mean, that thing would be dead in, you know, quicker than I've ever seen them in a party in the dunes. We would just annihilate them with bludgeon.
Yeah, it's lol a totally
dunes.
Amazing job.
Yeah, lol dunes. Lol dunes. Right on. Cool.
I'm
so
I'm sorry. The dunes are just a sand-filled toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I can't take the dunes.
Yeah.
The dunes, the worst. Actually, I don't mind the dunes a lot of times. I mean, you know.
It depends. It's exciting,
exciting to get another job out there. I've probably leveled 10, probably more than 10.
Yeah.
Jobs out in the dunes.
I've had my fair share of sand.
It's just like a routine now, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to level 10, and you get out there, and you see what you can do.
I leveled 3, and I was done. The rest of the jobs I soloed.
Yeah, it's just dunes.
Dunes
some things about it.
The only time I didn't have a problem in the dunes whatsoever was when I was playing Beastmaster. Dude, you own stuff. I'm telling you, Beastmaster is an awesome job.
It's hard to get into for some people.
It is hard to get into, but dude, you own stuff.
I can't find the patience for it at all. I was doing it with a friend of mine. We were at his house. We had like all the energy drinks and stuff stacked up. We're like, dude, we're gonna get our beasts at 20. We're gonna do a whole bunch of BC&Ms and make money. And like, we were maybe like level 12 or whatever. We were in the highlands, and we're like, dude, this is boring.
Yeah,
I saw the Tremoram walk by. I tried to charm it. It killed me. So we had our friend come and raise me. So then walked by again, and I charmed it again and died, and I just home pointed. I can't take any more of it. It was like torture. It was just I don't have the patience for it at all.
It does take patience, and you kind of have to just realize that, you know, every experience point that I get, I'm earning.
Yep.
So it's just different. You just have to have a different attitude about it.
Definitely.
So sweet. Anything else, Broderick? Anything else you've been working on?
No, that's basically been my week in a nutshell.
Fantastic. Cool. Sweet. All right.
You want to do some shout-outs, I think, too?
Yeah, you said you wanted to.
Well, I wanted to say hi to everybody at the Live with Honor Link show. That's my home away from home. And the crew, which is one of the oldest Link shows on Hades.
Very cool.
It's gone through its transitions, but one special member, C-Jax, just had a birthday yesterday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Totally awesome. Everybody in both Link shells are just totally awesome. I've never met a group of people that were just like family.
Yeah. Very cool.
I used to have a Link shell like that. It's so sad.
It's like coming home.
All kind of went their own separate ways, and... You know, there was a couple of things of drama, and all of a sudden I come back, and the Link Shell message says, nothing to see here. And everybody was gone, and I'm like, no!
I can remember it was back in the days of Mega Elixir.
Uh-oh.
When you guys started the Fat Chocobo Link Shell.
Yeah.
And you had the Days of Our Lives Link Shell to go
into
if people felt like starting to stir up some drama.
Yep.
I remember when I made my guy in there, he handed me two Link shells. I'm like, well, what is this other one? He's like, that's the drama show.
Yep, that's the drama show. I remember that. That was awesome.
That was back in the day.
The pet food, the Fat Chocobo Link shell is still there. It's only me. Me and Caitlin, but I haven't seen Caitlin on it in a while.
Well, she's studying for midterms, remember?
Yeah, that's true. So, Fanadil misses you, Caitlin. All right, moving on. sweet. So that's pretty cool. Fusion, what have you been doing in game, man?
I've been leveling my samurai a little bit this week. Got it to 64 today.
Okay.
So, one more level for till I get Tai Chi Geico, which is Geico. I keep saying Geico, but it's Geico. I always joke about it with guys in the PFA link show. It's like, guys, I'm gonna save a bunch of TP on my weapon skills by switching to.
Dude, I was about to say something, Geico. But then Geico would have to pay me, so I didn't want to do that.
Well, you keep talking about this, the Vonadil collection, and I don't think have you seen any checks from Square Enix for that yet?
No, not even a discount on my thing.
That's a shame.
Nothing. I think they're ripping you off, man. We're checking into that.
You know what? I think so too. Jeez.
But just been leveling the Sam. Got some merits threw it into a second upgrade for critical hits. Threw one into MP, so I can have a little 10 extra MP when I start doing Blue Mage again. But that's really it. Haven't really been doing a whole lot.
Sweet,
excellent.
That's all, man.
How about you, dude?
Last week I finished leveling my warrior to 37. Mm-hmm. So I quickly ran back to Juno to suit back up in my paladin armor, and I leveled a little while.
Nice.
Almost got to 64.
Very cool.
Excellent. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, almost got to 65. Ooh. I am 64.
Nice.
Almost 65.
So. Even better.
Yeah. Like I said, it should be a straight shot to 75 because I don't have to go back. At least that I know of. I'm sure I'll probably get distracted because, like, I totally have, like, FFXIADD. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
not the
I'll
only
just,
one, man.
I'll level and be like, let's level Ranger. See, like, totally randomly.
You sound like my friend on Bahamut. Like, last month he was leveling Bard, and then, like, for maybe last week and a half he was leveling Samurai, and now he's back on Bard.
Right.
He's got, like, 6 sets of AF.
Oh, nice. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's just we give him crap for it all the time. Like, dude, you don't have a life.
But then
he reminds us that he's going to school and has a job, too. So we're just kind of like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, every time I get on the link show, it's like, what are you leveling today, Broderick?
Yeah, I've been through quite a few jobs, and I would probably have like 4 jobs to level 75 if I didn't bounce around so much.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I'll bounce to this job and then someone will need help and then I'll go help them out and I'll do the same thing.
I'll level a job.
I'm losing
for so long
my focus.
I'll get
I go in spurts.
Job. Yeah,
my progress in this game goes in spurts. Like a number of months ago. I got, like, a whole bunch of Xylarch stuff done, a whole bunch of Chains of Prometheus stuff done, I got some of the Ottergon stuff done. But then after that, it was, like, 3 weeks where nothing really happened, and then I got my paladin all the way up to 64, and then, I didn't really do anything after that.
Level for a week straight, and then you just kind of veg out with your just, mog and.
Yep, but just hang out at Juno and just watch people.
Nice.
Very go, good. Help me get a pappy! Help me get a pappy!
Nice. So. But yeah, I mean, I've done that before. My first job I started leveling actually was, as a main, was Samurai, and then one day I unlocked Dragoon, and I'm like, this job is cool. Nobody likes it.
When I met Fusion, he was all Samurai.
Yeah.
Yep. That's always, all Samurai.
I'm going to get Samurai up to 75, and after, 2 years, I'm like, actually doing it now.
Yeah.
Decided to make do on that.
We have better incentives now, too.
I'm getting, like, the motivation to, like, level my Raffelberg.
You know, I was talking to Squig in Link Shell chat today, too. She's like, I want to level something new. And she's like, I'm like level Durg. And she was like, well, I want to level, Red Mage, or I'm like Durg. And she's like, maybe Dragoon. I'm like, yes. And that and Calathalion was leveling his Dragoon today too. So I got my own little Wyvern army brewing.
You know, they should make it so that you can change the appearance of your wyvern.
They should. That'd be so cool.
Because, like, it's all the same. Every Durg has the same wyvern. Maybe, like, just make it so that they can change colors or, you know.
Different.
Or after 60, make it
different,
grow.
Like, like, character models. Yeah.
It start to look like a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. I'm sure eventually they'll add that.
Just have, like, different character models for the wyverns, just like you do with the characters. I mean, it probably wouldn't be that hard.
I mean, they already got a couple different, types of wyverns. They got the ones that the...
Right, that the farmers have. Yeah. The farmers have the evil-looking
wyverns. Right, I mean, there's already a couple different models in there, so I'm sure there's got to be something where they'll...
Square, it's time to hook up the Raffle Durg.
It's been a while since Durg's had an update.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Durg has gotten anything.
We just want a little texture tweak, that's all.
Yeah, that's all we want. Texture We're not asking for any, nerfing or...
Maybe a little color,
Just a little color.
Sick of the blue. I would take, I would take a beige-colored dragon at this point. It could just be, all skin color. I don't care. I'll take it. It's different.
Yeah.
That would look kind of messed up, though, I think.
It would look like... Be like a naked wyvern. So anyways.
Let's move on.
So, yeah. As soon as Caitlin gets back, I think we're going to try to attempt ZM5.
Very cool.
Because I got ZM4 done without too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, half... It's actually, three-quarters of... ZM5 done.
Yeah, five
you gotta
is,
go around
five
and you gotta
tedious.
Get these. Yeah, it's not really super difficult. I mean, if you have like a couple people helping you, you can get through all of them,
mm-hmm.
and you can solo some of them. But you have to get these statues, and you have to
the headstones. Yeah,
yeah. So
it's a pain. It's just kind of tedious because there's five of them you gotta get.
Yeah, and there's, you have to go, one of them you have to go through Ifrit's Cauldron.
Yeah, there's Ifrit's Cauldron, there's one in, Fei Yin, I think. It's actually right next to the crystal where you fight Shiva. It's, in the same room.
I got that one. You can solo that one.
That one's actually inside the Cloister of Frost, I believe.
Yep.
There's one in Lothian Plateau. There's one in Quicksand, or through Quicksand Caves, rather.
Yeah, that you can solo that one, too.
There's one in Sanctuary of Zeta that you need people for.
The only ones that you need to... Isn't there one in Quiffam, or is
there's
it...
There's one in... It's Behemoth's Dominion.
Yeah, you have to go to Behemoth's Dominion.
There's one in...
You have to fight mobs for a few of them.
Yeah,
the only ones I haven't done are the ones that I have to do the big fight
Cape,
for.
Cape Tarragon, that's the other one.
Yeah, Cape Tarragon, yeah.
Also pretty
shade.
Close to one of the cloisters, it's kind of weird. But the fights aren't too bad, though. If you got maybe a group of four people.
A Raffle Durg, I don't have a Raffle Durg on my...
You know, you'll make do. You know, you can't always have the best, you'll just have to settle for the slightly...
Yeah, Matt.
Second best,
Yeah, second best.
You'll slide through. You'll be okay.
Sweet. So that's all I'm up to. So hopefully I can get that done. I'll be happy if I get that done. I feel like I'm progressing,
definitely, man.
Because, I was so pumped when I beat Shadow Lord. I was like, nothing's going to stop me now. And then I'm on ZM5, and I'm like, oh, I'm stuck.
Yeah, I mean, you're only two BCs and an NM away from Sky now, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm pumped about, is getting the Sky. I remember a long time ago, my buddy was like, oh, man, I just finally got Sky. I'm like, what's Sky? it was a long time ago.
The BCs and the NM are really easy, too, if you got a group of people to do it. It's not difficult at all. And the nice thing about it, too, they aren't level capped. So you can just go in there with a group of 75 and just ambush it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see a full party of puppet masters go in and, do the
just own something.
Yeah, just or one of the BCs.
That would totally
have the Archduke of Juno sitting there, and all these puppet masters come in. What are those?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, expansion pack people. Dang. definitely, yeah. So very cool, man. Get that stuff done.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm trying, dude. I am progressing. I got the warrior to 37. That was the big hurdle for me.
Yeah.
One sweet. All seven. Right.
Very cool.
I guess we'll move on to...
we got a top 10 this week.
Yeah, we got a top 10.
Provided by Child
from the Midgard.
We had this one. We actually got two of them sent to us from Child, so thank you for those. We split them up a little bit, spread things out. Last week was it Names, I believe. Right?
Yeah.
The Names.
Yep. It was the Noob Names.
The Noob Names.
Yeah.
So, A-B-A-B-A-B.
This one is entitled Top 10 Indications That You're Stuck in the Dunes.
Oh, I love it.
Gotta love it. Number 10, you've got a Beastmaster in your party, and that's A-okay.
Number 9, yes, that's right, that tiny crab just wiped your entire party.
Gotta hate when that happens. You're like, ah, can't believe we got beat by crab.
Can you imagine a bunch of level 1s trying to fight rabbits and dying?
Yeah, it's the worst. I think that's worst case scenario.
Or could you imagine some elven paladin walking around in the mire and getting killed by a Chigo?
You've been defeated by a Pygmyoi. Number 8. Wait, the PL left? Guess the party's over.
Number 7. You hear this line every 20 minutes. My mom says I have to go.
It's my bedtime.
You're like, oh gosh.
9 o'clock, my bedtime.
I gotta do my homework.
I got school tomorrow.
Multiplication is hard.
Number 6, bomb toss, no thanks.
Oh. Which actually isn't too bad if you get a blue mage in your party.
Believe it.
If they can stun good, yeah. I'd love being able to stun.
Dude, shield bash, man. It's all about paladin. Paladins can do that, too.
I have stunned way too much on Samurai. If I'll go into, I'll do, like, you know, missions or ISNMs or whatever where stunning is, like, I did an ISNM with Squig, and it's there's a Colibri that uses this move called Wisecrack, which charms everybody. Only way to get around it is to stun it. So yeah. Squig went on as her Black Mage. I went to Samurai. She couldn't get stun off. But I could stun with weapon skills.
Nice.
So yeah, I stunned.
Cool.
Actually, Samurai's
stunners.
I stunned Diablos too.
Like,
we had like two other stunners, and I was the only one that could like effectively stun it. And I'm like, you guys are terrible at life. You just need to rethink your entire lives if you can't stun when you're a stunning job. But yeah.
That's why blue is cool, because it gets it off real quick.
Definitely. All the casting for it is really quick. Alright, number, what are we on, 5?
Yep.
Valkyrum Dunes equals nude beach. Expect many naked players.
Oh man, that's so true. You got like your Black Mage is just like naked with a pair of boots.
They got like one robe on.
They're like, ready to party?
You're like, oh god, put on pants. The Galka walks up wearing Subligar. It's like, pants. Oh. Pants.
Pants. Pants, man. Pants. Number 4. Waiting for party, 2 hours. Actual time before disband, 15 minutes. 500 XP gained, priceless.
Oh my god.
I can't tell you how true that is.
Yeah.
You like fight two things and it's like, I gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah. Number 3, Black Mage with Warrior Sub job? Fine, whatever, meet us at Siren Sands.
Exactly. It's just like, whatever will get us past the dunes.
Dark Knight Dragoon level 10? Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you get to higher levels, the whole sub job thing starts to break down, all the rules of partying start to break down.
Yep.
But you realize that's kind of how the dunes was, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, whatever, you got a sword, let's do it.
You can hit stuff, come on over.
You're like warrior.
Even if
white
you can't
mage.
Hit stuff, come on over.
Let's go.
You can punch stuff for 2 damage? All right, let's go get killed by crabs, you know?
Awesome. But you know what, though? Like, seriously, you can find some pretty interesting job combination parties in the dunes that you're like, wow, this actually kind of works.
Well, and another thing, too, at that level, they don't really have access to you know, traits and abilities either.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, doesn't
pretty
really,
much all the same.
Yeah, if it gives a little bonus to attack and strength, that's fine. You know, it ain't going to do anything else at that level.
Exactly. Number two, most widely asked question, where's your home point?
Res, please.
Yeah, basically, res, please. M5, res, please.
When you're face down, tasting sand.
Yeah.
Where's your home point? Also B.
No! Not that!
I like, there's always the one person, oh, it's in Sandy, but I can walk back. It's no problem.
No problem.
And before, like, okay, you could be like, no, it's okay. We'll find you a raise, sir. They home point, and you're like, oh, God. And then, like, you're talking to your party and say, you're like, do you actually want to wait for this guy?
Yeah, really.
But, yeah.
Let's kick him. Let's get somebody else.
Yeah. Do you think one might be flipped? Steak?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I'll read it as it is. Number one, somebody yells, bogey, and all players slash panic instead of slash dance.
But he was saying maybe it should be
the other way, maybe.
Dance instead of panic? Yeah, pretty much.
That makes more sense.
It does, but still, pretty good. Right, well, cool. Thank you. Thanks for the top 10 list, child. Stuff.
Yeah, we appreciate it. If you got any more, let us know.
Yeah, send them our way. Definitely.
Definitely fun.
Very cool.
All right. So we got another email. This one comes from Cybele, and Asanya from the Odin server. He says, a message to all of Odin except the Stillwaters link shell. Stop telling me how to play the game. If I want to teleport to make money, then that's what I'm going to do. If I want to get all of the avatars before I even touch Summoner, then that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, that's an expletive. He says, so for...
Deleted.
So, yeah. So for all you know-it-all... all you know-it-all people... that tells me what and what not to do instead of just letting me play can kiss my...
Explicit deleted.
Kiss my...
Uria.
Not happy about that? Get over it. So, yeah, that's a rant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, you gotta agree with some things. The teleport for money. Lots of people do that.
Yeah,
teletaxi.
Yeah,
it's like hello. It's like that. That's totally like socially acceptable. I remember a time when it may not have been like people kind of looked at that as like I don't know taking advantage of people. I don't know why, but
I know there was actually I was walking around in Whitegate the other day and there was people shouting about this because agree and disagree. There was somebody saying, you know, teleport, blah, 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 blah. Do you need it? You know, tell me or whatever. But then they were like, you know, somebody, you know, they always shout for teleport, so just grab them when they do that. No need to, you know, advertise yourself like this. And they were going back.
Yeah,
and
right.
I ended up just blacklisting them because they were annoying me. But, yeah. I mean, you know, there's certain ways to do things. Honestly, probably shouldn't be spamming it like that. It's just, you know, there's no need to. If
right.
people are shouting for tellies, you can grab them that way, you know.
Or if you just do your typical teleport, whatever, can I have it? You get ganged.
You can have this. There was some talk a long time ago, I think, about doing teleports and that it was against the terms of service or something like. Yeah, I don't know. It was like it was a really long time. It was a long time ago, back in like in Nam, but like. People would like look at it like negatively, like it's you know you're taking advantage of people. You know you get the spell and it's you know you cast it and it's free. Why are you charging people gil? And back then it was only like 500 gil.
I remember the 500 gil teleport.
Yeah,
you do.
I woke up one day and there's like 1K. I'm like, what?
1K?
People are mad.
No way. But yeah. So I remember they used to have like. All teleporter link shells.
Really?
I don't know if they still have the.
I don't remember.
Just people.
I don't remember.
Just
that.
Link shells for people who are just teleporting and, like, you know, they would just like talk amongst themselves and.
Some guy, like, they'll be talking about some conversation. Some guy gives in. Anybody in Bastok, I need a teleport. It's like, how did you get this shell?
Like, don't come in here asking for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, he continues his emails by saying, P.S., I listened to the top 10 last week, so I thought I would list my mule's names.
These are actually pretty good.
Yeah, he says, I have a Taru called Stow and Go, a Gulka called Packhorse, and an Elven named Cargo Box. Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. It's one of the few things I still enjoy. And congrats with the 30-plus episodes. Hope to one day see Pet Food Alpha episode 100.
Very cool.
Yeah, I read the first part of this email really slowly because I didn't want to like drop any.
Right. Another bombs. Thing he talks about too is getting all the avatars before he does the summoner. And I don't know why people would have a problem with that. Why do they care?
I don't know of hardly anybody who gets the avatars as a summoner. They're mostly other jobs when they get them.
Right. Some people solo them at 20. Some people, you know, a lot of the ones that already have the higher level jobs will just go out and get them beforehand. It doesn't really make a difference either way because all you're going to be really using what is that, 30, I think, is when you get the good abilities. You'll just be hitting stuff with Carbuncle and being like a main heal most of the time.
Right. Dude, I remember the first time I saw all the avatars. I was like, oh, I so want to be a summoner.
I remember when I was leveling my summoner one time, and I actually got all the avatars except Fenrir. But at the time, I think I had all of them except for, like, Diablos, Ramon, and Fenrir, or whatever. But I had Leviathan out or something at the dunes on the beach. And someone walks by, he's like, dude, your avatar is the coolest. I'm like, okay.
Thanks, it's the same as everybody else's.
Yeah, it's like, not really that special.
There's no difference.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't really, I mean, it can, you know, it's all personal preference if you want to get them before you start leveling. If you want to, you know, kind of do it as you level them. I mean, my summoner's, you know, level 18, and I, you know, I'm not sure if I'm even going to take it any further, but I'll probably end up getting Fenrir one day just for the hell of it.
But, you can. I don't know why you mean there's nothing holding you back, is there?
I mean, there's no reason not to wait. There's no reason to wait. It's just whatever you want to do. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you tell them, dude. Yeah, I hate when people tell me. I hate when people tell me what to do in the game.
Yeah.
So I feel for them. Definitely. Way to rant.
If it's constructive, it's cool. But just bug on somebody.
Yeah.
Unless I ranted last week, right, about the party guy, right?
Yeah. Right.
All right. So I was. I was looking for party again today, and I get an invite from somebody. I've partied with them a few times at my level range on Samurai. So I get out there into the party, and this ninja is in it again. And
oh man,
he upgraded his gear though. He had
That's
a
good.
He had, no, all he did, all he did no. was change into a scorpion harness. He still had the chain. He still had the silver mail. He still had the swords, and he also. I noticed one of the guys that he had he has a white mage and a red mage. He was controlling the PL. The red mage had a scorpion harness and was sub Nin. Because if it got hate, the only way it wouldn't die is to have shadows up. If he can afford two scorpion harnesses, why does he still have all this other crappy gear? It's like I just stood there and I could not. I ended up blacklisting him.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. And this other, I was talking to a monk in the party, real sweet girl, and we were both kind of talking like, why is he doing this? Like how? It's just, you know, and they were saying something, and I guess like they were getting ready. We had like stopped for something because somebody had died, and we were waiting for weakness to wear off. And someone's like ready, and I'm like yeah. And she sent me tell us like, you okay? I'm like yeah. Why? It's like, did you really blacklist him? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I've never blacklisted anyone in this whole game. It would have to be like
neither have I.
It would have to be so
very,
serious.
Very few people. There was, I think, my first blacklist was somebody. They were in Bastok shouting for like a teleport time, and I'm like, you know, you're probably not gonna get one out here. You know, you might be better off just, you know, walking out there. By the time you'd get one, you know, you'd be there anyway. And he's like, well, you know, whatever, I'm too lazy, blah, blah. I'm like, well, how did you get out there to get the crystal in the first place? He's like, teleport them, duh. And I'm like, no, to get the crystal. He's like, you're stupid. I'm like, yes, sir, you are. And I'm just blacklist. Could not believe this man.
Yeah, just,
some people in the game, just better to blacklist them and get on with your life.
Exactly. Right. But I'm usually pretty tolerant. I'll just ignore them.
I'm very tolerant when it comes.
Select individuals. You just kind of.
Usually, with those guys, like you'll see them a couple times, and then like all of a sudden they're gone, and you never see them again.
Yeah. So hopefully,
don't blacklist them, like they might be gone in a couple weeks anyway. You never see them again.
Right. So we can only hope in this case. It's just
sweet. Well, we have a Valentine's.
We do. We have a dedication today.
Dedication email that came from our good friend from the Hades server, Broderick. Oh, he's our guest on the show today. So we're gonna let him do it. So
being the utter romantic that I am, I just absolutely adore Valentine's Day.
There you go.
There you go.
Good man.
I just wanted to dedicate or have a Valentine's message for HH, my all-time favorite white mage on Hades server. I think she's the most beautiful, most wonderful white mage, and I wish her the very best of Valentine's.
Well said.
And she's the reason for me being, actually.
That is so awesome.
Very cool.
And was there anything else? You gonna mention something in game that has?
The precursor. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's right. Cool. It's not that I forgot.
I was so wrapped up in the moment.
Yeah. I hear you, dude. I had a tear going too.
Oh, it was a wonderful moment. As of December, HH and I were engaged in Walara Temple.
Oh, congratulations.
That is very cool.
In game. And I'll tell you what, it was the moment.
Yeah, I bet.
That is so awesome.
I've never seen such romantic expletives in my life. No, actually, she was just totally taken aback. She was totally surprised.
That's so cool.
I went and bought the gold ring at the AH and gave it to her in game.
Very cool.
But
that is very cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's adorable. You nobody doesn't like her. Mm-hmm. She's just absolutely wonderful to everybody. And
HH, you rock.
Oh yeah, she rocks my world.
Totally.
Very cool.
But I appreciate this, guys, because I'll tell you what, I couldn't say enough good things about her.
Does she listen to the show?
As a matter of fact, I said you might want to pick up Pet Food Alpha. She says she listened to it now and again, I believe.
Okay.
And I said, you want to maybe pick up this one this week and one next week? And she said, why? I said, well, it's a surprise.
Very cool.
Right? She's probably like, oh my gosh, that was so awesome.
She's definitely, I mean, you wouldn't believe how easygoing she is, and I don't think there's anybody she's ever met that just doesn't love her to death.
Very cool.
Very helpful. She'll do anything for anybody.
Now, are you guys in the same link show?
Actually, yeah, we are.
Cool.
And there's a lot of love in the link show, is all I can say.
Nice.
That's cool. I wish I had a link show like that.
You'll get there.
I used to, but they, like I said, they all went their own separate ways. We were actually gonna like get together, like all of us. We're gonna like meet, like the link
show
somewhere.
The link show. Yeah, special.
Yeah, we're gonna have a reunion. Well, not a reunion. It would just be like a union, I guess. But anyways, we were like all gonna get together and like meet somewhere and just like have a picnic or something. And sadly. Because, like, you know, when you're in a link show, you're like talking to these people every day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you have a big link show, you know, you probably have forums. And so you're on the forums every day, too.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, exactly. Everybody's so caught up in this community that we're like, dude, we need to just, like, get together one day this summer, maybe, and just, like, just have a party or something. That would be so cool. But
and we've the idea's been brought up in a few. The one link show I belong to is a lot of Canadians and Americans, and the other link show is all over the world.
Wow!
Literally. Okay. So you know, the one link show, I was thinking about doing that, and then it was like, well, okay, I'll just spend the money and go visit each one of you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But you start to feel that way for your link show, and I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, totally. It's really easy to get, you know, wrapped up in a community.
Definitely.
Very, very easy.
Well, then I'll email you steak, and we'll get together, and we'll have a barbecue. I'll bring the Dairy Queen cake.
Right on. Nice. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Put a big S on it.
Party! I'll be wearing my big, like, okay, you know how, like, you have the, when you seeking party, you got the green exclamation point?
Right. Right.
I have a black t-shirt with, like, a big one of those on it, and it says party in auto-translated. So, like, I'll be walking around with that. That's how you'll know it's me.
Perfect. That'll work. Yeah, I'll just hand, the first one I see in that shirt, I'll hand him the cake.
he'll stick walk by a couple minutes later. He's like, dude, that dude just walked out with my cake.
I thought I had the only t-shirt.
Sir, that's my cake.
Give me my cake back. And you can see steak trailing him all the way outside the door.
Like, wait.
The S, that's me.
No, that's me.
It looks delicious.
That was my cake.
Can I have a piece?
Yeah, although, if anybody was walking around in that t-shirt, they deserve a cake just like that. If they wanted my cake, they could have it.
If I saw someone wearing that shirt, I'd go, I'd be like, what's your job?
Like, how you doing?
Yeah. What's your sub job? Is it leveled? Is it gimped?
Is it? Oh, my God.
Is that shirt giving you any kind of stat bonuses I should be aware of?
Is it gimped? What kind of gear are you packing?
Are those cargos plus one?
Yeah.
Cargos plus one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Is that a haste belt?
Yeah. Very cool. You know, well, since it is Valentine's next week, why don't, Sneak, why don't you give a shout out to your wife?
Yeah, that's right. This Wednesday will be Valentine's Day. Sweet. All right. Well, I will give a Valentine's Day shout out to my wife, who actually doesn't really listen to this show. She kind of lost count a long time ago. But that's
you'll have to get her to listen to this episode.
I'm not mad at it. You know what I should do is, like, I should get her like a Nano or something just so she can listen. Awesome. But,
that's
her
what
name
you do.
Is...
You get her one, then you load this episode onto it. And...
Happy Valentine's Day. There's your present.
Yeah, word. She actually plays a male Taru on Kujata. She plays a white mage.
I like you can't tell with Taru anyway. It's just kind of
right,
like Taru.
Sometimes.
Okay. If
especially
you go into the
wearing the hood, you just can't tell.
The best thing is when you go into the model viewer and the male Taru can actually wear the wedding dress because it's the same style. Since
yeah, exactly.
The Taru character models are the exact same thing.
But, yep.
Cool. I guess I'll give a little shout out to, I guess, not really in game related, but since
we're on a roll
here, I'd like to give a little shout out to Allison. I love you. One of my best friends. Very cool. I'm actually going to visit her at the end of the month, so I'll see you then.
Hey,
totally cool.
All right.
The belated Valentine's gift.
Fusion, I had no idea.
You're
such a ladies man.
Ooh, chick magnet.
What do you think I level Dragoon, man? Got to get my jumping down, man.
Exactly.
And with that,
we are going to move right along here. All right.
So,
yes.
Making a bunch of changes, or we're getting ready to make a big change for Be the Gamer. As you guys know, this week, I will post it, we have the new Pet Food Alpha logo.
Yes, we do.
I'll go ahead and I'll actually release it in a wallpaper set. So we get the nice
and it'll be awesome.
Images. It is fantastical. I'm not gonna lie. It's I've handed it out to a few people so far, and I've heard nothing but good things about it. So I'll get that out this week. Another thing I want to kind of start to do. The idea just kind of came to me today, with this week in news. You know, we do every episode. We talk a little bit about news. You know, lay down on it, but I thought we'd add more of a comical sense to it, and so I'm going to start making up little comics each week if there's news posted on the Play Online site, and use my twisted sense of humor and make it a little more interesting. So we'll have one about Chocobo Racing coming out probably middle of the week, hopefully not too late. So that'll be something to look forward to.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, excellent.
And then do you want to talk about the other things, Dake, or do you want
to? Yeah, I'll do it. We have officially created a Pet Food Alpha MySpace account. Not like it wasn't going to happen already. It was bound to happen sooner or later.
Me and Steak have already made MySpace accounts, and you know, totally. Just kind of figured it was time.
Yeah, totally. Suit.
So, MySpace.com/PetFoodAlpha. So, go ahead and
what it is.
Add friends. We gotta get Tom off our friends list. No, I don't like Tom.
Yeah, I don't like Tom either. He's kind of creepy.
Not a fan of Tom. He's just kind of there. Like, you just register and already he's your friend. Like,
yeah. Like, who is this guy?
Kind of creepy. Like, you just joined. He's like, hey, new guy, friend.
What's up?
I'm giving you like the thumbs up. He's like, hey.
That was confusing to me at first. I'm like, wait a minute, who's this Tom doing?
Who's Tom?
Already my friend.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
Yeah. I racked up a lot of friends like on MySpace already.
Oh, yeah.
My MySpace is only like a few weeks old. And
They find you.
I know. Oh, my gosh, man. A lot of ex-girlfriends. They're like, whoa, where have you been? I'm like, oh, boy. I'm like, this was not a good idea.
Where have I been hiding from you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Been
hiding from you, and I'm going to continue to do that. See you later.
Yeah, don't want to know about those old steak girlfriends, boy. Tell you.
one of them is listening to this episode right now. I'd be like,
steak, how could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of messed up because, like, on my MySpace, I have, like, links to Be the Gamer and links to download the show. So
yeah.
Maybe that's cool. I love you guys. Seriously, though. all right, so
I guess
that's all we got
that's
today.
Really all we got, yeah.
We got a good episode and a lot of funny stuff. All right, well, as always, our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Send us your emails, your top tens if you like, or
dedications. We'll do one more week on.
Yeah, sure. We'll do another dedication. We'll do like belated Valentine's Day dedication if you like. I want to thank our guest for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. It was great.
It was great having you.
Actually, yeah. He's got his own website too. We will toss a link up in the show notes. Very cool.
Oh, where is that?
To check out.
And it's undergoing some new changes too. So it should be updated within this week. I'm hoping.
Very cool.
Sweet. Excellent.
Did you say forums?
No.
You can check out our forums at dgamer.com. You know, not just Final Fantasy. We got a whole bunch of other stuff in there too. So make sure to check that out. You'll be able to download the official Pet Food Alpha logo wallpapers to sometime in the week, as well as the This Week in News comic Chocobo Racing. So definitely, it won't disappoint. It'll be a little bit of humor. So
you guys have to see the forums. They're awesome.
Definitely. Yes, the forums
really are filled
sweet.
With information.
Yes, they are a great bunch of people there.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thanks again to our guest, and thanks for tuning in this week, and we will see you right here next week. Thanks again. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.